And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. And so let us begin, shall we? Today I want to have a very special program for you. We'll call it a fireside chat. I'm sitting by the proverbial fireplace here. I just want to have a little chat with you, a little heart-to-heart chat. Here I am, a perfect stranger, and yet I'm your friend. How can this be? Well, it's because I have a good intent for you. I bear good will. And the other thing is, I can tell you the truth. You know, when you're talking to someone, like try to speak up to your mom. Try to speak up to your teacher. Try to speak up to an authority, and what happens? Your heart starts pounding, and your knees are shaking, and so on. Well, try to tell anyone the truth. It's not an easy thing to do, to tell people the truth, because it's very difficult for them to receive the truth. They misinterpret it, or they become angry, or they accuse you of being mean, or they accuse you of being critical. You see what I mean? And so it's difficult sometimes to be a teacher, to have what's called tough love. It's difficult to be a coach sometimes because your words are, it's hard to critique people. But I'm a perfect stranger here, and I'm sitting here, and you don't know me, and I don't know you, so I can speak the truth. However, the truth I speak is universal truth. It's universal truth. You can hear, listen to what I say, and you can say, oh, yes, I see that. That's what happened to me, or that's what happened to me. You can relate to what I'm saying. You can track with me. You see what I mean? And the other thing, like I was saying earlier, there's no pressure. Because, you know, radio, they say radio is an intimate medium, and it is. You feel like I'm speaking to you. You feel like I'm right there, like a friend speaking to you, and yet on the other hand, I'm not there. And so there's no pressure. There's no pressure. And it's so easy to listen. You know, it's a little harder to watch things because you have to focus your attention on them. And it's hard to do, to read. It's even harder to read because you have to focus even more. But it's easy to listen. The words go in one ear and out the other. And if there's something of value, then you note it. You see? So this is very easy. I'm making it easy for you. Now, what do I have here? Well, I want to talk to you about how to solve your problems. I want to talk to you about learning to cope with stress, learning to improve your relationships, letting go of anxiety, letting go of unhappiness, moving forward positively and creatively to a happy and prosperous life. Okay, now does that sound good, or does that sound good? Sounds good, doesn't it? All right. Well, you've heard it all before, haven't you? You've heard people promise this and promise that. The only difference is that I can really help you. I can really help you. And the reason why is because, number one, I tell you the truth, and number two, I get down to the root cause of things instead of just dealing with symptoms. And number three, I'm just speaking on the radio, so you know, you can listen and you can turn me off anytime you want. If what I say is true, if you relate to what I say, great. If not, well, then just go listen to something else. See how simple it is? All right. Now, let's talk about happiness and prosperity and an anxiety-free life and a stress-free life and all these wonderful things. You know they're possible, don't you? Yes, you do. You know they are. You tasted of them once upon a time when you were a little child. So let's talk about what's blocking you from those wonderful things. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset,
it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland, and welcome to my program. Now, let's continue. I was saying we want to find happiness. We want to find joy, a stress-free life. We want to find creative solutions to our issues. We want to have better relationships with our partner, with our parents, with our kids, with other people. See? We want prosperity, and we want all kinds of wonderful things for ourselves. But something is blocking us. Something is blocking us. Well, let's talk about what it is, shall we? Let's talk about what it is that's blocking you from fully expressing yourself and from utilizing your creative talents and powers to the max, and then enjoying them. See, that's the thing. Some people have a lot of smarts. They have a lot of creativity, see? But when they use it, they're not happy, or they become successful and they're not happy. Just look at Hollywood. Look at those people. A lot of them are on drugs and in therapy for months or years, or in drug rehab or something like that. Something is wrong. They're not happy. What's wrong? They've got a lot of success. They're not happy. See? So, therefore, we must find the root cause of what's blocking us from happiness. What's blocking us from the good things of life? That's what I'm going to talk about. Now, who am I? Well, I'm a pastor, but I'm a special pastor because I don't have a big church. You could say this is my church. People I talk to on the radio and on the internet, you could say they're my church. So have a wonderful church. You can't belong to it. There's no pressure. See? All you do is hear the truth, and it's good for you, see? And if you take to heart what I say and follow up on what I say, see, it could be a life changer. It could be life transforming for you. All right. Now, so what is blocking you then from all the good things? Well, first of all, let's go down the list. There's not too many. So if you can see what's blocking you, and then I'll tell you how to get unblocked. The first thing that's blocking you is upset. You are upset. Way too upset all the time. Emotions are blocking you. See, you can't think straight. You can't act properly and think straight when you're upset all the time. You just can't. So why do we get upset? Because we become angry. We become resentful. See, then we start thinking negative thoughts. We become nervous and fearful and anxious. We get all these different emotions. See, most of them trace back to resentment and anger. Resentment and anger. So what you're going to have to do, first of all, is to calm down. Be less excitable, less upset. That's number one thing, is to become less upset. And I can help you with that. I have a very nice meditation. Look, 25 years ago, I discovered a type of meditation, a type of Christian meditation. It's very Christian, very Jewish. But it works for anybody with a sincere attitude. It doesn't matter whether you're New Age or whether you're an atheist or an agnostic or whatever. It could be anything. It could be an honor. What do they call those? Forget what they call them. Not nooner. They call them an honor or something like that. But whatever you are, it doesn't matter. It's a very, very nice meditation, and it helps you to calm down, okay, and to get centered and to calm down. So that's number one. So I have this meditation. I've been working on them for 25 years. I have a free one, and I have a classic four-part meditation. It's just wonderful. You get a four-part meditation, you get two books and a booklet, all of that. Fantastic. You know, you're better off spending your money on it. Even if it did, suppose it didn't do you any good. See, it doesn't work for everybody. People who do not want to know the truth, it's not going to work for them. See, people who are unwilling to love resentment, it's not going to work for them. People who won't let go of judgment, it won't work for them. See, people who are insincere, all they want to do is feel better. See, they want to have the cake, they want to have all the benefits, but they don't want to do the thing that will. How can I say this? It's not that they want their cake and eat it too. What am I looking for? See, they want the benefits, but they're not willing to do the work. Just like a lot of athletes, they want to be on a winning team, but they're not willing to practice. They don't want to practice. They want to put in hard work. See, so it doesn't work for everybody. But for sincere people, it works. It really, really works. Okay, now, so that's what you need to do, is get so you stop being upset and calm down. And then the next thing you need to do along the same lines is you have to see, there's two parts of being upset. Number one is being constantly upset every day. You go out in the traffic and you get angry at traffic, and you get angry at your boyfriend, you get angry at your wife, you get angry at your coworker, you get angry at yourself. And this makes you nervous and that makes you angry. So there's that part of it. You have to learn to deal with that. Then you have to learn how to deal with thoughts from the past, from situations from the past, see, that you are upset over, or people that remind you of people from the past. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. We're talking about how to solve all your problems, and how I can help you, and how I have a meditation that I've been working on for 25 years. I have actually various meditations. They're all very similar. And I even have a 5-minute free one you can get. Now, so I was saying that you have you want happiness, you want joy, you want a stress-free life, you want better relationships, you want to be creative and to express yourself and to be happy. Well, now I'm showing you how. Number one, you need to get my meditation so you can learn to calm down. Be less upsettable in the present and less upsettable about memories. That you have to deal with people in the present, and you have to learn how to deal with memories that rise from the past and feelings from the past. So you need to do both of those. I won't go into details now, but the meditation shows you how to do it. It's very simple. Then the second thing you need to deal with, to be able to find happiness and joy and all the wonderful things I talked about is you have to deal with brain fog. Nowadays, people walk around, they're just, they have this brain fog. They're like zombies. See, so you have to learn how to deal with that. You have to learn how to get in touch with your bright intuition. Remember when you were a little kid and you just were just full of wonderful ideas and life had a sparkle to it? Okay, you need to find that again. Get out of your brain fog. So you need, the meditation will help you to deal with that. Number three, you're undoubtedly distracted. This captures your attention and that captures your attention. You go through life and you go from surfing the internet to texting to talking on the phone to watching, you know, TV to back to surfing the internet to being distracted by this and distracted by that. See, and you can hardly sit still and even look at a book for 5 minutes. You're already grabbing your mobile device or your, see what I mean? You're too distractible, so you need to learn how to calm down and become centered and more focused, and the meditation will help you with that. Okay? So you need to all of those things, and you need to become centered. Okay? And lastly, when you do those, when you're not upset, when you're centered, when you calm down, when you're not distracted, see, you need to learn how to get in touch with your own intuition. Back in touch with your own intuition, what you wordlessly know in your heart. You need to get in touch with that because that is where your creativity will come from. That's where your creativity and your spontaneity, see, and making right decisions instead of wrong ones. How come you keep messing up? You keep picking the wrong guy, get involved in the wrong relationships, the wrong job, buy the wrong thing. See, it's like you had a self-destruct mechanism. See, it's like you had so many people. I'll never forget when I used to work at the bus company. There was a driver there, really nice guy. I liked him a lot. And he said, it seems like a lot of people have a self-destruct mechanism. All right, well, you need to refine your intuition so you can start having positive solutions, find positive strategies, creativity, and all that stuff from your intuition. And the meditation will help you with that. See? The meditation, of course, some of my lectures will help and my books will help. They'll all help, but the main thing is the meditation. So there you have it. I've made it very simple. See, I've told you what your problems are. You're too upset. You get upset by people in the present, and you get upset by people from the past and situations from the past. Okay, so you're upset all the time. You have brain fog. You're distracted. You're not centered, and you've lost touch with your intuition. If you can solve all those little issues using the simple meditation, it's a simple technique. Simple meditation to help you get centered, calm down, start acting spontaneously and intuitively again, and life could be sweet. Okay, so there I've given it all to you in a nutshell. See? So there you have it. So now, people come to my blog. See, one of the things I have some blogs. I've written so many articles and so many posts and so many books. I've written 16 books. In fact, I wrote a book called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine is such a beautiful book. It's over 400 pages, cosmology, physics, a lot of good things. But more than anything, it talks, what's relevant to today's program is I talk about Einstein's intuition, Albert Einstein's intuition, how he used intuition to come up with his ideas. And I have a couple of chapters on Augustine, St. Augustine of Hippo, who wrote the Confessions, and I talk about his relationship with his conscience, what he knew in his heart. See, those are actually the same thing. Did you know that intuition and conscience are the same thing? You didn't know that, did you? They are. It's a fabulous book. You should get it. It's on Amazon. It's in both Kindle and paperback. See, so I know what I'm talking about. So you need to, but I was going to say about my blogs, a lot of people come to see, a lot of people are out surfing the internet and they stumble upon my talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. And there it says, there they can go to my Talk to a Pastor blog where they can, you know, ask a question or something. But the problem is the vast majority of people do what, you know, what everybody does on here. They for a few seconds, they go away, or they come for a little while, then they go away. See? They go from one site to another, one interesting site to another, one catchy site to another. You could spend hours and hours just surfing, going from one place to another. See, but what I keep trying to tell them, and it's very difficult to get the message across, is that I have found a meditation that can literally help you to refind all the good things and get recentered and start to live your own life instead of living somebody else's life. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Hello, everybody. How do you like my fireside chat? Isn't it nice? Okay, so who am I? Well, my name is Roland. I'm not a young guy anymore. I'm in my 60s. And I had a very good life. The good Lord has given me a good life. And I've learned a lot of things along the way. I've done a lot of things. I've been an investigator, and I've, you know, driven buses. And I taught college courses for over 20 years. Had a corporate career. Got a master's degree. Then I got a bachelor's degree. Then I later got a master's degree. Then I got a PhD, actually a doctorate of pastoral psychology degree. Yeah. Done all that. Met a lot of people. Done a lot of traveling. Been on the radio almost 25 years, written 16 books, 16 books! Plus I have some books that I haven't even published, you know, that I wrote, but, or I self-published them, you know, seminar style. I used to have seminars, incidentally, in San Francisco. I used to have seminars. People would come. I used to be on KEST radio. That's kind of what they used to call New Age. I don't know what you'd call it now. It's, you know, yoga and health food and ecology and all those things. That's kind of program, the programming where I was, and so there were some really cool, some really nice people. There's some really, really nice people that are into yoga and into meditation and into ecology and into a natural lifestyle and into health food, and there's some very, very nice people. A lot of them are searching people, I found a lot of those people can relate to what I have to say, and I can help them. And amazingly, I don't know why, but it seems like a lot of Catholics can relate somehow to what I say. Perhaps, I don't know why that is. I have my suspicions. But I happen to know a lot about Catholic theology, and I also happen to know a lot about some of the Catholic mystics. In fact, I edited a book called A Guide to True Peace, in which there are writings from Madame Guyon, and Francois Fenelon, and Miguel de Molinos, and I love St. Francis de Sales. Love all these people, see. So anyway, so here I am. I'm in my 60s, but like I said, I don't have a big church. Just a regular guy who has sort of a radio kind of a church or an internet kind of a church where people can come and benefit from what I have, but they don't have to feel any pressure. See? It's very nice. Oh yes, and I'm an ordained minister too. Non-denominational. No pressure. No pressure. And so, I hope you've enjoyed today's fireside chat, and I hope you can see that I'm sincere. I want to help you. But you have to take the step and get some of the materials. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. My name is Roland, and I made a nice little program today. Listen to it again if you like. Get the meditation, go to my website, talktoapastor.org, or commonsensecounseling.org. And remember, I'm listener supported. I don't work for a church. I don't have a salary. I'm a volunteer, so I need help. Okay? If you help me, then you're helping other people through me. I have to buy this airtime. Incidentally, I buy the airtime from the station. So I need help. If you can help me, please do. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.